2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
In depth now on what played out on live TV yesterday afternoon in Washington, D.C., a peaceful protest near the White House was cleared out with tear gas and rubber bullets just moments before President Trump walked across the street to St. John's Church.
Bishop Marion Edgar Butt oversees the church and talked with CNN last night shortly after the president's appearance.
Let me be clear. The president just used a Bible, the most sacred text of the Judeo-Christian tradition, and one of the churches of my diocese, without permission, as a backdrop for a message antithetical to the teachings of Jesus and everything that our churches stand for. And to do so, as you just said, he sanctioned the use of tear gas by police officers in riot gear to clear the churchyard. I am outraged. The president did not pray when he came to St. John's, nor, as you just articulated, did he acknowledge the agony of our country right now, and in particular that of the people of color in our nation, who wonder if anyone in public power will ever acknowledge their sacred words, and who are rightfully demanding an end to 400 years of systemic racism and white supremacy in our country. And I just want the world to know that we in the Diocese of Washington, following Jesus and his way of love, distance ourselves from the incendiary language of this president. We follow someone who lived a life of nonviolence and sacrificial love. We align ourselves with those seeking justice for the death of George Floyd and countless others through the sacred act of peaceful protest. And I just can't believe what my eyes have seen tonight.
You had no idea he was going to do that?
I had no idea. I was watching the news with everyone else, and as you might imagine, I have been fielding out just phone calls and emails and texts of outrage from my people and from people across the country wondering what on earth did we just witness.
That is Bishop Marion Edgar Butt of St. John's Church on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.